Kirk Herbstreit joining us now on the attack. We're going to talk some national championship. We're going to talk bowl matchups, and we're going to talk some Heisman via UPS. How you doing this morning, Kirk?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's great to have you back on board, Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, let's talk about logistics first, UPS and Stats LLC. And did it play out how everybody thought they were going to statistically?
Well, you know, if you look at what UPS came up with, Florida State ended up at number one. And incidentally, you talked about Stats LLC, who they've teamed up with. They basically have taken all the subjectivity out of it. It's just strictly the stats, offense, defense, special teams, quality opponent, winning percentage, the miscues you may have had with turnovers and penalties. There's actually 14 separate stats that they measure from each team. So interesting way of doing it. UPS is all about logistics. And if you look at these numbers, I think you'd find that Florida State ended up at one, but there are some surprises. You have Alabama's up there, Stanford, Auburn, obviously. So if you go to ESPN.com/UPS, you can look at all their final 20 teams that they have ranked.
And that is the UPS Team Performance Index. Now, obviously, the place to go is the national title game. I know with final grades not being out, it's always a little early to preview these things because you don't know who's going to fail and not end up being eligible to play. It's always a factor. But let's talk about this game. And when you talk, and we talked earlier with Archie Manning about this, when you look at what Auburn's able to do, completely one-dimensional football team, but they handle that dimension so well that nobody seems to be able to stop it. With a month plus to prepare, is Florida State going to be able to slow down that devastating Auburn rushing attack?
Well, I think that's what we want to see. I mean, I think 4 weeks preparing helps, you know, getting ready for that style of offense. It's an offense, not only do they run the football, it's an offense that's really built around deception. And when you run option football and you're reading it many times, you know, it's triple option football. It's not just option football. It's triple option football. And when you're reading that, it puts a lot of pressure on a defense to be very disciplined, and they're assignment oriented on defense. And one breakdown can affect the play, because this quarterback, Nick Marshall, is finding that where you might have broken down, and they're maximizing their production because of that. So it'll be a challenge. Florida State has the time. They have a defensive coordinator in Jeremy Pruitt, who incidentally was on Alabama's staff the last 3 years as a secondary coach. So he understands this offense probably better than most. That also could help them. But it will be it'll go a long way in determining who ends up winning the national championship. Is can Trey Mason and Nick Marshall move the football the way they have in recent weeks against probably the most athletic and experienced defense that they've faced?
Well, let's flip it here for a second. Everybody's talking about Florida State's ability with the time off to be able to prepare for what Auburn is going to throw at them. Let's not underestimate Gus Malzahn and his genius on offense and his ability to perhaps prepare some things that Florida State would not be expecting. Could you see that happening?
Sure. I mean, I think that always goes into play when you have such a long layoff. You know, and sometimes in talking to these guys over the last however long, you know, since going back to 1998, it's been a long time. One thing I've learned is these guys have so much time that sometimes it's a curse, because they overthink things. And as you said, they come up with wrinkles. And when you watch the game unfold, they might do that in the first quarter, and then they kind of get back to, let's go back to what got us to this game. You know, let's go and do what we've done for the last 12 or 13 games, and we know how to run our offense, and so let's see if they're good enough to stop us, kind of thing. So you're right. You might see a wrinkle or two that's a bit different, but the thing that's tough to prepare for with Gus Malzahn isn't just when you turn on the film and you watch the offense with a coach's copy. It's the tempo that goes with it. That's the part that is very, very hard. Whether you have 4 weeks or 10 weeks to get ready, it's hard to simulate that in practice. It's hard to simulate how fast they attack you. And when your defensive linemen start to put their hands on their hips and they're trying to get out of the game and they can't get out of the game because Auburn's going so fast, that's kind of, as I call it, the X factor here. And that's the part you wonder if Florida State, if they have a plan for that, and if they can have a plan for trying to deal with the tempo aspect of it, because that's That's a tough thing to deal with.
Well, we've talked an awful lot about the Auburn offense matching up with the Florida State defense. In turn, you look at Florida State. Terrific athletes, you know, probably the favorite for the Heisman Trophy and Jameis Winston at the quarterback position. Will Auburn have any answers on defense for what Florida State can throw at them on offense?
Well, I think that if you're an Auburn fan, you have to hope to be able to get some stops as far as getting some turnovers. This is an offense I've watched up close a number of times this year with Jameis Winston. If Winston gets all the attention, and there's a very good chance he'll win the Heisman this year, but they really run the football. They have a big veteran offensive line that nobody talks much about. Four of these guys all started a year ago, so they played a ton of football. And I think that's the biggest difference in this team, is an area that they've grown. Besides Winston, the redshirt freshman at quarterback, the offensive line now can really assert themselves up front. So if you're Auburn, you've got to defend that first. The problem when you stop that first is you have to get your safeties down to help to defend that powerful running game. And when you get your safeties down to help with that running game, you leave your defensive backs a lot of times one-on-one against a very talented group of wide receivers. Kelvin Benjamin is about 6'5", 230 pounds. He is a nightmare to match up with one-on-one. And they just simply put the ball up in the air. And he's kind of like Alshon Jeffrey with the Bears, if you've seen in the last couple weeks for Chicago, where he just kind of goes up and uses his body and goes up and uses his hands to make a play where he high points the ball. That's what Auburn's going to have to be concerned about. If they leave their corners one-on-one with those Florida State receivers, can they match up with these Florida State receivers? Because they can make a lot of plays.
Yeah, I kind of think he could end up being the key player in the game. And, you know, you talk about nightmare matchups. That would be it. You know, all the focus being on Winston, his game seems to have improved the level of the wide receivers, and them being veterans have kind of taken their cue off the younger quarterback.
No doubt about it. I'll tell you what, that anytime you have a great year like this, as you guys know, whether it's the NFL or in college, it's more than just executing. There's a kind of an it factor that a team has. The intangibles are there. Florida State, it's been remarkable to watch them. I've had an opportunity to get to know some of their players, and Winston is the leader on offense as a freshman, and I've never seen a team respond to a freshman's leadership the way these guys respond to this kid, which shows you that he's committed to working hard, studying film, doing everything that needs to be done to be able to gain the from the older players. You just don't see freshmen in college football have that kind of leadership, but they truly do respond to him. But the true leadership starts on the other side. LaMarcus Joyner, Telvin Smith, Christian Jones, Terrence Brooks, they've got about six or seven seniors over there that have been through a lot of ups and downs, and this team is driven on winning the championship, and they have been since August. It's about bringing the respect back to Florida State. So the thing in college football that drives me crazy is these players a lot of times worry more about their own accolades and their own draft status than they do about the team. Well, at Florida State, that's not the case. They've got a bunch of seniors who have one thing in mind collectively, and that's winning football games. And that's why they've been the most consistent team. It really hasn't mattered who they played. They're not up against Clemson and down against NC State the way they have been in the past. They've been consistent all the way through, and it's because of the leadership, as I said, on both sides of the football.
Kirk, thanks for a brilliant analysis of this BCS championship game. You're calling the game, so we're not going to ask you to pick a winner. But yeah. Thanks for breaking it down for us. We really appreciate it. And thanks for the 411 on the UPS Team Performance Index. Happy holidays to you. We can't wait to have you back on down the line.
Thank you, guys. Have a great holiday yourself, and thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Kirk Herbstreit joining us on the Span on Black Attack. Bob, breaking down the BCS championship game. Again, he's calling it, so we're not allowed by rule.
I think I know what way he's leaning.
I do, too. I think that analysis, he always makes sure to kind of steep it that way. We'll step out, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get through everything from championship weekend in college football. We're Span on Black. Keep it where it is.